to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad you've joined me. And bombshell, huge information out of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Election Commission busted, and they're busted on videotape, by the way, but busted for breaking election law. And they were busted by the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Oh, my goodness. Folks, I have what the sheriff office reported to the public, the press conference they gave, and I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to get to the video, but bear with me. I'm going to get to it as quickly as I can right near the beginning of this video. I'm going to try to, but I got to set up exactly what they were investigating. What they were investigating is because they had received reports and they were actually asked to investigate. It was referred to them, but they were investigating the election laws, and if criminal violations happen, which you're going to find out, a felony was committed. I mean, breaking this law is a felony. And basically, in Wisconsin, they have, for nursing homes, and this is the law that they were focused on specifically, nursing homes all throughout the state, they believe, were violated because this went out to the entire state from the Wisconsin Election Commission. Basically told everybody to violate the law, to ignore the law, to break the law. They even knew they were breaking the law, and they're on tape saying it, and you're going to see that. But they're telling everyone to break the law. And what is the law? You're supposed to use what is called in Wisconsin special voting deputies. One Republican, one Democrat, both trained, and basically, I don't know if there's a technical certification, but basically they're approved by the state, so they're certified to be able to help the nursing home people cast the voter. They are the only ones who can officially do that vote for those people on their behalf with them present, kind of thing. But the special voting deputy has to go in to the nursing homes and do this. Well, the Wisconsin Election Commission for Trump's election, the 2020 election, nope, we're not gonna follow that law. Which means, just there alone, we are seeing that the Wisconsin Election Commission was violating election laws. You cannot certify this election because the entire state is corrupted by this. The entire state, because they're admitting, the Wisconsin Election Commission is admitting that they told people to break this law. This is terrible. Let me play you now that you understand. And you might not think it's terrible. It is. This is terrible. So let me play what the Racine County Sheriff Office gave, and I'll give you some highlights here. Well, I'm going to jump way far ahead. I'm not going to go through all the details of their entire report, but basically he's talking about how this is a felony, and then he's going to play you the video of the Wisconsin Election Commission basically busting themselves is really what they were doing, but here we go.
And it just so happens that the penalty for violating this statute is a Class I felony. It's a felony. I don't make the rules. This is what the legislature has decided. The three violations beneath are misdemeanors. Realize this. These laws aren't broken. Let me say it a different way. The government doesn't have to prove that their loved ones were taken advantage of. That's not the law that we're alleging was violated. It is violated when the proper procedures are not followed. And that is clearly what has happened here. I'm not going to go through all of these clips, but I actually took time to include some of the statements that blew my mind, where they basically just admitted to breaking the law. I'm going to play two clips. They're roughly 20, 30 seconds apiece. This is Knutson, Commissioner Knutson, and I kind of referenced what he was saying before, but literally I want you to hear it from the commissioners.
I have had discomfort, and I expressed it publicly the day that I had first suggested this, that we will be essentially telling the clerks to break the law. And over the ensuing months, since You know, I first wrote to the governor about my concern about the effect of the COVID virus in the elderly back in mid-March of last year, so it's 10 months ago now. Is there some other way that we can accomplish the same thing to make this guidance rather than us, you know, formally directing them not to do it? I mean,
next clip, last clip. You can watch the other ones just on your own time. This is just for brevity.
You know, earlier it was said that we were trying to reconcile two conflicting laws. I've never really looked at that. The SVB law is a law. Some of the prohibitions on visitors to nursing homes, I mean, in the early days of the pandemic, it came down from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare that it was a guidance, a directive. It wasn't clear whether it actually carried the force of law. Later, the governor had 60 days. That ended. The DHS has been operating under certain emergency powers. Certainly not clear that it's a law. But the law does say that SVB should go in.
So where do we go from here?
Hold on. I'm going to show you when they talk about where do they go from here, because it's interesting as they take questions from the press. Folks, this is major, major stuff. Understand, this has nothing to do with who voted what. They don't know who voted what. This is just pure violation of the law directed by the Wisconsin Election Commission to violate the law. And they admitted that they directed the clerks to violate the law. And then their defense is, well, the nursing homes and, well, they're basically talking about the nursing homes specifically. We had it so that people can't really go in. But the sheriffs, which I didn't show you, showed in his investigation how the nursing homes let all sorts of people in, including food delivery people. They let pest control people, the guy to clean the fish tank in. They let people in to conduct job interviews, which they didn't have to do at the nursing home specifically. They made exceptions for any and everybody. But then when they're supposed to follow the law during this election of having special voting deputies so that cheating doesn't happen, that's the purpose of it, they say, oh no, we're going to order that anyone in these nursing homes can fill out these ballots for these nursing home people. And a lot of these people don't even know where they are. They're suffering from dementia. They don't even know where they are. They don't even know what year it is. And they're voting for them. And they even, in the investigation, the sheriff's office was saying that they even admitted that, yeah, they would just ask, who did you vote for maybe in the past? What party did you vote for in the past? And one of the concerned citizens was saying, my mother wouldn't remember who she voted for. She might recall that she voted for a long-term memory, JFK. But that doesn't mean she would have voted for the Democrat Party this time. But it didn't matter. They were casting their votes for, and this is what concerns me, because they were casting their votes and they would mark it down. Yeah, they're voting for Joe Biden, I guess. But how come the Democrats don't care about this? This is not a Republican-Democrat issue. Shouldn't Democrats be concerned that what if all the nursing home workers, let's say in 2024, let's do this, and Republicans cast a vote for all Trump? Or why aren't they concerned in 2020 that people weren't casting fake votes for Trump? How come the Democrats are never concerned about that? Because they know they're the cheaters. They know that 80 to 90 to sometimes 100%, depending on where the fraud is, goes towards the Democrat Party. They know that. So they don't even think that if there was cheating going on in the nursing homes, it would go for Trump. That's why they're okay with it. They know it will go for the Democrat Party, or else Democrats would be up in arms. I mean, the Republicans could be cheating like crazy through this, couldn't they? Yeah, the Republicans could be. But everybody knows the Republicans wouldn't do that. It would be the Democrats that would do that. And everybody knows it. That's why the Democrats are cool with it and don't want you to know that basically the Wisconsin election has to be decertified from this alone. From this alone. the legislature should move to decertify tomorrow. They won't, but they should. They should. This proves we've had a fraudulent election. And what really proves it is it's not our fault. The Wisconsin Election Commission broke and committed a felony, broke laws, and it went statewide. They told the entire state to break these laws under the guise of, well, we're in an emergency, even though there are no emergency orders that trump election law. You can't break law because you have COVID-19 going on. But they acted like they could, but they can't. So we know that the entire election has now been compromised, not even by the Democrat Party. In the state of Wisconsin, the entire election was compromised by the Wisconsin Election Commission. If the Wisconsin Election Commission is breaking laws about your own election, that entire election has been compromised, must be decertified. It shouldn't even count. I would say you throw out all votes thrown out, all of them, have to redo it. You have to redo the entire thing. That's what you should have to do. Will they do that? I don't know, but that's how huge this is, because understand who is busted here. You really have to understand. This is the Wisconsin Election Commission on videotape saying that they were telling people, county clerks and around the entire state, to break the law. Now moving forward, remember, the sheriff's department cannot prosecute. Prosecutors prosecute. They'll make that clear too, but they'll talk about stuff like this. We'll see how far we can go.
This is why we have a sheriff. He's going to speak on that. I would note that we set up a special telephone number. I set up a special email account. Please share that. People have questions or concerns. I am a resource, and I'm going to turn it back over to the sheriff. Thank you.
That's a lot of information. Obviously, we went through this dozens and dozens of times. And I know most of you just heard it for the first time. And a lot of new words, SVDs and WEC. And but part of our job too is education. And the good question here, the best question I think we're to take away is where do we go? We're just one of 72 counties, Racine County. Ridgewood is one of 11 type facilities within our county. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of these facilities throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. We would be foolish to think for a moment that this integrity issue, this violation of the statute, occurred to just a small group of people at one care facility in one county in the entire state. I would submit to you that this needs the Attorney General's attention. I would submit to you the Attorney General should launch an immediate investigation into the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And the harm that they have done to all of these individuals, and restore some level of integrity and trust back into our election system.
Understand, the sheriffs, don't let liberals ever say that there isn't voter fraud. The sheriff's department in Racine County in Wisconsin has just proven that the Wisconsin Election Commission itself committed voter fraud. The Wisconsin Election Commission committed voter fraud across the entire state. That's what they just proved. And that's coming from a sheriff. So now, will there be prosecution? Look, you don't have to throw out the entire election. I said that's one option. You could just throw out all of these votes. We could track them down, throw all those out, and then look for all the other frauds. Throw out all the fraudulent votes, all the votes that were cast without IDs. There's 40-some thousand in the state of Wisconsin that we know were cast illegally without IDs. You throw all those out, you just do that and Donald Trump wins. They know it. The reason why I say that is because, do you really think the majority of those illegal votes went for Donald Trump? Of course not. Of course they didn't. But let's just throw out all the illegal votes and then you'll see I'm right. Donald Trump wins. Besides the fact that Mike Lindell has proven that Donald Trump won Wisconsin, when you take what China did with their cyber attacks and flip votes, you re-flip the votes back to where they were originally cast for Donald Trump and not for Joe Biden, and you fix those votes, and all of a sudden, Donald Trump wins. Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin, but Wisconsin does not have fair elections, and this proves that the 2020 election in the state of Wisconsin was not fair, and the people to blame are the Wisconsin Election Commission. They are at fault. They destroyed Wisconsin's 2020 election. They broke the laws. They should face the consequences. And more than that, these votes should be thrown out. And if they don't want to do a new election, then Donald Trump wins. And if we do a new election and redo it, Donald Trump wins. Because we all know, then we'll be able to stop their cheating, and they won't be able to do this mail-in ballot cheating because we will be able to stop it. And uh-oh, they'd be in trouble. So folks, I know what the sheriff is not coming at this from a political standpoint, because they don't know where the votes, which way they went, and they don't care. They're not even looking into where the votes went. But for me, I care, because this is cheating, and this is cheating by elected by the Wisconsin Election Commission on Wisconsin's elections. This is major. When have you ever seen a sheriff department bust a government organization that's supposed to be giving integrity to elections for actually causing election fraud? When have you ever seen this? This would be like the number one biggest story ever. Imagine if this happened in 2016. Imagine if same state, Wisconsin, exact same situation, but in 2016, Donald Trump won and Hillary is running around saying she would have won if this elections commission didn't commit voter fraud. Could you imagine what the media would do? Could you imagine? It would be the biggest story in the history of the world. That's what it would be. But it's not even making the news for the mainstream media, because they know that they cheated and they are protecting an illegitimate Joe Biden, who is a regime, not that they are not an administration. They are a regime. Make sure you call them a regime. Administration, that legitimizes it as if they were elected. No, they overthrew our country. They are a regime. They are dictators. They did not win. And you need to label it that way. Let me give you more from the sheriff's department here in Racine County.
As I mentioned at the beginning of my comments, at the end of the day, we all want to have fair elections. We all want to make certain that our vote counts. And when people break the law, we all want them held accountable. So with that said, I'll entertain questions you may have.
Sheriff, based on your authority, are you planning to refer any charges from anyone at that facility?
As I mentioned at the beginning, as we do in all criminal investigations, we investigate. You're the fact finders. We put all those investigative reports together, and they will be forwarded to our district attorney for her review and ultimate charging decision.
Have they been reviewed? Have they been sent to Trisha yet?
We are in the process.
Okay. And have you been arrested at all throughout all of this?
We have not taken anybody into custody.
What about the other nursing homes in your county?
Again, this is the only only facility that has come forward so far. But my suspicion is this is the first time we have gone public with our information. Is that we're going to get complaints, and not just here in Racine County. My suspicion is that you're going to see, you've seen Sergeant Welp outline, this directive was given to all of the 72 counties. I have to believe that this is going to take place in every county across our state.
That's right. All 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin, that directive was given to. So all 72 counties have been compromised in the state of Wisconsin, and the sheriff office in Racine, their investigation has proven it. Now, our government is so corrupt, will they do anything about it? I mean, the media is so corrupt, they won't tell you. Fox News isn't going to probably talk about this. I don't know. I hope they do, but have they ever? No, it's almost illegal for a Fox News host to mention that the election was stolen or mention any ounce of voter fraud. You can't really get it out of them. No matter, folks, we keep pushing forward. They can't keep the truth if you keep spreading it. You can't rely on Fox News to do it for you. You have to spread this news yourself. That's the only way. And guess what? That works. It is working. Keep spreading the news. I mean, it makes it more difficult. It'd be nice if this actually made not just Fox News, but let's say liberal mainstream news, because they're worried that their votes could be stolen. But Democrats are never worried that their votes will be stolen, because they're the ones doing the stealing. Don't you notice? Notice how Democrats will never be upset about this. They will never worry about people stealing votes on the Republican side. They don't worry about it at all. They know that that doesn't happen. They know the Republicans, they don't do that. That's our side. We do that. Why would we want to stop this? Why would we want to bust these people? But yet, technically, their vote could be stolen by false votes being cast, and it takes their vote away. They should be upset about that, but they're not. And it just shows they know that Joe Biden is illegitimate. That's what it shows. They know it. They don't care. And it's despicable that they don't care, but they don't. They don't care. Folks, I hope other people will cover this the way I covered it or better. I would hope mainstream news would cover it, at least in conservative mainstream news. I saw a blip of it on America's Voice. I saw it on the bottom of the ticker. I saw at the very, very end of War Room, Steve Bannon noticed that Gateway Pundit had put the article up and it was breaking. And I thought he was going to cover it maybe in the next, his afternoon show, because he has a morning and an afternoon show, but he did not cover it in the afternoon show. I'm hoping they will mention it soon. We need everyone to talk about this. I don't know if people understand the gravity of this. This is a sheriff's office busting the Wisconsin Election Commission, committing voter fraud across the entire state. Is that not monumental? Oh, it is to me, but you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm an oddball for having a moral compass on this stuff. I mean, how dare I care about these things? I should just shut up and obey communists who overthrow our country. Just shut up and obey. That ain't happening. That's never happening here. I don't obey tyrants and illegal lawbreakers who are the ones who should be in jail, who are violating the law, who want to shut me up, who follows the laws, does not break the laws, and follows the Constitution. They destroy our constitutional rights and try to criminalize your constitutional rights. Remember, when you were to gather at church, you have a constitutional right to gather at church, and these evil Democrats in many states, governors, criminalized the Constitution. They said, if you follow the Constitution and gather with more than 10 people or go to church, that is illegal. You gotta stay home. They should have been thrown in jail. Every governor that did that should be arrested. That's not a joke. They should be arrested. They should. Because they took an oath to uphold the Constitution. They blatantly violated it. They should immediately resign, be removed from office, and hope they don't go to prison after they resign. They should resign if they had any honor, but they won't. And since they won't, drag them out and arrest them. Folks, they violated the Constitution. Everybody knows it, but we don't do anything about it. Our law enforcement doesn't really do anything about it. Nobody does anything about it. And it's frustrating for me, because I know I'm right, and you know I'm right, and everybody knows Donald Trump won, and yet the real president isn't running this country, and the communists are destroying America right before your eyes, and we sit here and let it happen. I'm doing my best to get the news out there, because the more the people are awake, the less they can do. If you're a part of the Democrat Party, and you're okay with this, please leave our country and move to China, because you're a communist. Thank you. I love you guys, though. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I told you that because I really do love you. Make sure you understand what that means. Go to the New American. The New American. Have you gone there yet? Go. See ya. Folks, do you know what the John Birch Society is all about? Let me show you. They want less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. Who doesn't want that? Have you ever checked out the John Birch Society and gone to jbs.org? Well, if you haven't, and you are someone who loves the Constitution, you might want to do it. So go to jbs.org. Go check it out now.